This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A divisive debate on immigration starts a third day today in the U.S. Senate. It's an issue that split Republicans and tested Democratic unity. At stake are the fate of millions of undocumented immigrants, a business-backed push to expand guest worker programs, and a border with Mexico where all parties agree that security is broken. We have more this morning from NPR's David Wella.
What began as a border security-only bill sponsored by Majority Leader Bill Frist quickly became much more than that yesterday. That's because legislation a divided Judiciary Committee passed earlier this week got added as a substitute to Frist's bill. And while it, too, deals with border security, it also offers a path to citizenship for millions now in the country illegally. That angers conservative Republicans, including Louisiana's David Vitter.
Any measure that's tantamount to amnesty sends exactly the wrong message as we try to get our hands around this problem. We are a nation that believes in upholding the rule of law. We must reestablish respect for our laws, including border security and interior security.
Amnesty has, in fact, become the A word in the immigration debate. All sides agree the 1986 amnesty Ronald Reagan signed into law led to more undocumented workers. New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg says it's time to get real about them.
You know, there's this term, we can't give them amnesty. Amnesty's wrong. We can't. Well, as a practical matter, they already have amnesty. Our system is not able to deal with these individuals unless they become criminals.
In legislation the House passed late last year, all those in the country illegally would be considered criminals. Yesterday, a group of House Republicans who strongly back that tougher approach denounced the Senate bill. Here's California House Republican Dana Rohrabacher.
I would hope that the American people are smart enough to smell the foul odor that's coming out of the United States Senate.
This is not just House-Senate rivalry. It's also internecine warfare. Rohrabacher's fellow Republican, Arizona Senator John McCain, is a chief proponent of letting undocumented immigrants earn their citizenship by paying fines and learning English.
What are our opponents' alternatives? Raid and shutter businesses in every city and state in the country? Clog our courts with millions of immigration cases? Offer illegal immigrants the not-too-appealing opportunity to report to deport?
Such arguments have swayed an initial skeptic, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. She's now pushing to legalize 1.5 million undocumented farm workers.
I met with landscape contractors this morning. 86% of their business in California, the largest business in the nation, is illegal. And they admit it. And it has all of those difficulties of being illegal, fear, furtiveness, a hidden nature, bring it out into the open.
Democrats generally have united behind the idea of legalizing undocumented workers. Their Senate leader, Harry Reid, says immigrant labor is needed in the U.S. economy.
500,000 people come over our borders every year, the Mexican border. Fact is, our economy depends on them. We can't get the situation under control until we acknowledge the economic reality of this.
Another proposal before the Senate doubles the number of green cards that allow permanent residency in the U.S. to 400,000 a year. That's been rejected by the AFL-CIO, a traditional Democratic ally. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan yesterday added his voice to that criticism.
And I think to suggest, on top of dealing with the 11 million plus, to suggest a guest worker program to bring 400,000 a year in, with a 20% expansion program on top of that. I just think it defies all common sense. This is clearly a corporate strategy to keep wages low. It clearly will replace the jobs of American workers.
Still, it's Senate Republicans who remain far more divided over immigration. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham had words of caution for his colleagues yesterday.
From a Republican point of view, we need to be wise in the way we deal with this. Politically, I'll just be that direct about it.
Immigration has become such a politically risky matter, in fact, that some GOP lawmakers predict it will be left for Congress to finish only after the November elections. David Wella, NPR News, the Capitol.